Hello, everyone out there in Canadian politics is boring land. This is Jesse coming at you with another delightful Bigfoot and Jason Kenney fanfic written to us by a fan. I believe they want to be anonymous, and I can see why. I will be reading it, and Reese will be editing it and adding the appropriate Foley and music. Enjoy! Racing into Bigfoot's arms. The race car's engine roared as Jason Kenney put his foot to the floor, sweat dotting his brow as he eyed the menacing storm clouds brewing overhead. It wasn't his usual ride. No, his usual ride was a stylish magenta 4x4 Miggy Bug. A highly experimental one, off-prototype, that he'd scored off a buddy who worked for Ford. Sadly, that self-esteem-boosting little death trap was now a flaming pile of wreckage, laid to rest in the parking lot of Grubby McMinty Bottom's Mutton Emporium. There, Kenny had to ditch the bug to steal the race car he was currently driving. He'd had to do it, you see. He was being chased. It had all started one week ago, when he'd made a grave miscalculation in a speech to the war room. After hearing about a podcast that had criticized his wisdom in calling out that trashy Bigfoot family film as the tree-hugging piece of propaganda that it was, he'd made a motion to petition Apple and Google to ban Canadian politics as boring from the air. It had all seemed so simple, but little did he know there was a mole in his midst. A dirty, slimy CPB mole who'd leaked the news that War Room was about to make a move on the podcasters and their anti-oil, well-fuck-ax-celebrating cronies. Within days, the CPP cult had mobilized against him, chasing him halfway across the province in vans marked with CPP's snortable mustard and Pierre and Margaret's pizza bagels signs. With crazies like that on his tail, he was perfectly justified in stealing his current ride from Grubby McMinty Bottom's annual charity race for kids with ass cancer. Maybe he hadn't had to slap the driver's granny in the face with a pulled pork sandwich just to get the keys, but these were desperate times. The world needed Kenny, just like the world needed oil and holidays that celebrated booze hounds like Sir John A. MacDonald. And so, Jason Kenney drove onward into the heart of Jasper National Park. His face set with determination as the heavens opened up and loosed a torrential downpour worthy of the apocalypse. Gritting his teeth as the thunder crashed overhead and the wipers slapped out an urgent rhythm, he kept his foot down on the accelerator. That was his second mistake. As he rounded a tight bend in the road, the stolen car went into a sudden tailspin, tires screeching as his headlights scanned across the logo on the tractor trailer headed straight towards him. Grubby McMinty Bottom's Mutton Emporium, get your sheep on the cheap! As his race car careened towards the 80,000-pound marriage of metal and mutton, Kenny drew a deep breath and let loose with what he thought would be his final words. Damn you, Grubby McMinty Bottom! He screamed as he wrenched the wheel to the side, leaping from the driver's seat and watching as the race car went airborne. As it tore through the trailer, dozens of sheep went skyward in an explosion of fluffy, four-legged confetti. That was the last thing he remembered. Kenny sat up, wincing as the cold cloth on his head shifted away from the spot where he must have hit it, looking around in an attempt to figure out where he was. He lay on smooth earth, and in front of him, an entire sheep was currently roasting on a spit over a crackling fire. A tin cup full of water sat next to him, and he slurped it greedily before looking around again. He was in some sort of cave, and in one corner of it was a mountain of toonies. Kenny's eyes widened as he immediately thought of how many white hot chocolates that would buy at Tim Hortons while he sat around scoping out his potential voter base. Or better yet, it could buy an impressive no-holds-barred feast. The rain-drenched conservative grinned from ear to ear. Yes, he would throw a gigantic feast for all of his war room buddies. Half of them hated him, but what did he care? He was rich now, and he'd hold that feast in a restaurant with a great big patio setup, so all of Edmonton's sad little foreign leftists could watch them eating as they walked by on the street. A low, crooning growl jolted Kenny out of his smug plotting. And that was when he saw it. To say that the man-beast was handsome was an understatement. With powerful muscles concealed beneath glorious golden locks worthy of 15 different shampoo commercials, Kenny didn't even question his powerful attraction to the legendary creature he'd once targeted. And the beast must have seen something in the politician's pudgy body and marshmallow-like countenance, because moments later, Kenny's clothes were on the floor, and they were locked in the sensual gyrations of lovemaking. Their coupling was fierce and sweaty and loud, as only wild bestiality sex between a cryptid and a rabid pro-oil conservative could be. There was groping and panting and grunts of desire and primal howls of fulfillment as they reached the height of pleasure in each other's arms. As they lay there together in the aftermath, listening to the sound of fresh mutton sizzling on the spit, Kenny gave a happy sigh and shook his head. I never thought that banning one silly little podcast from the air would drive me into your arms, Bigfoot. And I know now what I'm going to do with all of those toonies. I'm going to create that Sir John A. McDonald Day and give a big fuck you to all those money-grubbing frauds who've been whining about the residential schools. In response, Bigfoot nodded, drew back, and punched him soundly in the face. Waking with a start, Jason Kenny shook himself, frowning as he lifted his head. A page of his speech about banning Canadian politics as boring from the air stuck to his right cheek. Batting it away as if it were a rabies-infested bat going for his eyeballs, Kenny shoved his chair backward and stared at his handwritten notes. Still trembling in the aftermath of his sweaty, passionate dream, the conservative reached out and grabbed the pages, crumpling them into a ball and throwing them into the trash. In the end, Jason Kenny never did launch his anti-CPP petition, and he never spoke to anyone about Bigfoot again.